What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Tage, one last game before the break here. You guys got 3 out of 4 points in Florida, which is good. I know, but I know a lot of guys after the game were kind of disappointed, thinking that you should have gotten 4 out of 4. How did you look at the trip?
Yeah, I thought it was a success. Two really good teams. I thought we played a really good game in Tampa. They're a good team. They found a way to come back. Obviously, we would have liked to close that one out, but... with that being said, I thought our effort over the weekend was really good, and obviously came out of there with 3 out of 4 points. So, got to be pretty happy with that.
Was that two more games of kind of playoff style hockey that you've been playing lately?
Yeah, I think every game for us right now is playoff style. These points are huge, and it's really tight in our division and our conference. So, you never know what point's going to come back. At the end of the season there, so every point is just as valuable.
We'll get to what your break is like, but just from a team standpoint, is this kind of a lousy time for a break with you guys having fun playing, picking up points, doing well? How, from a team standpoint, how do you guys look at taking a break now when you're doing so well?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's much needed. So it's been a lot of hockey, really condensed schedule, and I think physically, guys could use a break and come back better, and I think we've gone in a pretty good run lately, and we finished this game off tonight with a win, and just carry that confidence into break and reset mentally and physically and come back ready to keep it rolling.
Is the excitement for the Olympics starting to set in for you yet?
Yeah, big time. It's coming up quick, obviously, so really no time to prepare. You just kind of jump into it, and which is good. I think it doesn't give you a lot of time to think. Just go out and play and enjoy the experience.
I would imagine that the experience will probably be different than the World Championship. I mean, you played for Team USA. You won a gold medal. But I imagine the Olympics is a whole different ballgame, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, it's the biggest stage. It's against all the best players in the world, so... I think obviously everything's a little bit elevated, and that just makes it more exciting.
What are your first memories of USA hockey? Do you remember watching Olympics when you were growing up, or any of that?
I mean, obviously watching Miracle, it's a classic if you're an American, watching that growing up. I think when I was younger, watching TJ Oshie in the Olympics in the shootout, that was always something that stuck out to me growing up. It's just cool to watch some of your favorite players growing up go and represent their countries and play best on best, and I think that's what gets all the fans and everyone excited to watch.
When you go to a tournament like that, I mean, guys are put in all sorts of different situations, and maybe they would play in the NHL. Do you feel like, I mean, at this stage you're ready for whatever role they cast you, and you can play it?
Yeah, of course. I don't think anyone goes over there and demands a certain role. I think it's one of those experiences where this is something bigger than yourself. You're representing your country, and I think everyone over there is willing to do whatever it's going to take to win. And I think a lot of that comes to roles or situations, ice time. And I think just being accepting of whatever's given to you. And doing it to the best of your ability to help your team.
Do you have any idea yet if you'll be a centerman or a wing, or might you be both?
I have no idea. I haven't gotten that far, but like we just said, willing to do whatever and play whatever position, whatever role they need me to do, and try to do it as well as I can.
Tage, we just recently caught up with some of the 80s guys over at Lake Placid. Those guys think it's pretty cool that NHLers are back in it. Having, players from that 80s team back that up.
Oh, I mean, I can speak for myself that being an NHL player, I'm pretty excited that we're back. Means I get to have an opportunity to play, and I'm sure obviously a lot of other guys feel the same way. Back to kind of what I was saying before, it's the best in the world going against each other, and I think the intensity is going to be probably as high as you could imagine.
Was there
any sort of little things you picked up, getting to go over there for the Four Nations for that one game, and even just being at the camp, that make you a little more prepared for what you're stepping into here?
I don't know. I think just going to the Four Nations to watch there, I think you just see the atmosphere and the intensity in the building, and just makes you want to play in that kind of game, and I think that's really what gets me excited. I don't know if you can really prepare for it. I think it's just kind of something you're thrown into, and you know, when that opportunity and that moment comes, you know, you just kind of go with it.
How do you carry the momentum once you guys get back to Buffalo after the Olympic break?
I just think making sure that we're taking care of ourselves over break, and that we're physically ready when we come back, that there's no catch-up period, and that we're ready to go right when the first game starts. And I think for us, it's like I said, it's a break that I think everyone needs mentally and physically. There's been a lot of hockey, and I think that in itself is just going to help us when we get back.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.